Secretary General Kofi Annan this week told the Security Council that Sudan's armed forces and other militias continue to commit human rights abuses in the country's Darfur region. Reporter David McGuffin recently traveled to North Darfur. He reports that the fighting is making it increasingly difficult for aid agencies to help millions of refugees.
North Darfur's sprawling Abu Shaak refugee camp, set on a dust-blown, treeless plain, it is home to 40,000 people, one of several camps surrounding El Fasher, Darfur's biggest city. Makeshift straw thatch and wood huts, roofed by blue plastic sheeting, sprawl in all directions, covering endless miles. Here, on a slight rise in the north of the camp, the World Food Program is distributing food aid. A long line of women wait patiently, ration cards in hand, wrapped head to foot in brightly colored cotton shawls against the blazing 120-degree heat of the noonday sun. Despite the arrival of food on this day, there are still huge problems in this and the dozens of other camps across the region. Aid workers say cholera and other diseases are killing dozens of people every day. And rebels, government-backed militias, and bandits regularly attack the fringes of the camps, looting, raping, kidnapping. This man's wife was murdered at a camp 2 weeks ago. He didn't want to be identified for fear of reprisal. It was about 9:30 at night, he says. Two people knocked on the door. They told my wife to open up. When she refused, they shot her dead. And it's not just Darfuris who are being targeted. So, too, are the people who are trying to help, international aid agencies. Chris Cherwinski heads the World Food Program's operations in North Darfur.
For example, two trucks were hijacked, and it took us about 10 days of negotiation to get the trucks and the drivers back.
Cherwinski says this latest upsurge in violence has left hundreds of thousands of those most in need beyond his agency's reach in North Darfur alone.
Last month, we were supposed to feed about 1 million people and only managed to get to about 650,000.
And it goes beyond feeding the hungry. The risks that come with providing relief is hitting a wide spectrum of aid agencies operating here. 12 humanitarian workers have been killed in Darfur in the past 4 months, more than the previous 3 years combined. Now groups that offer everything from medical care to education have drastically scaled back. Here at Tooele, right in the middle of the expanse of Darfur, there are 30,000 refugees. There is not one humanitarian organization left here to help them. Mary Awuni is a Ghanaian civilian police officer. She is part of the tiny African Union peace mission outpost at Tooele. She says the withdrawal of aid agencies has had a lethal effect.
And now that these health workers have been threatened and hijacked their vehicles and gone, in a day, I lose about four to five. Lot of barriers all over. This can also cause epidemic.
The Tooele African Union outpost has only 150 soldiers and police. They are not just responsible for the refugee camp, but for hundreds of square miles of territory as well. With the government now launching a new military offensive all around them, they just aren't up to the task. Women are especially vulnerable here. Rape, even gang rape, is commonplace, says Awuni, with attackers coming from all sides.
Normally when these women go out to fetch for firewood, or when they go to their farms, that is when they used to get them. And it's normally done, it's a gang rape. They're happening right now, so I'm talking, they're happening.
So much violence and suffering, and yet, from the perspective of these refugees, it seems that less and less is being done to bring it to an end. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin, Abu Shaak Refugee Camp, Darfur.